assessing what would happen if we don't get much rain or snow next year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Stuart Wolf is president and CEO of Wolf Farming and Processing. They farm almonds and many other crops in the Huron area of Fresno County. Wolf said there's a lot of almond trees out there that are on the bubble, may need to get pushed out.
We took Fresno and the surrounding counties, and we just looked at, okay, basis what the state reports. We came up that there's like over 136,000 acres in this collection of counties, you know, just around Fresno County, of trees that are 15 years and older. And so that's a lot of acres to have that are older. And, you know, a lot of them end up getting a little crazy top, or you lose trees here and there from bark damage. You know, they're not at their prime. And so if the drought continues, I got to believe there's going to be a lot more pressure on acreage like that.
We asked Wolf about the nurseries producing almond trees. Are they making sales in these areas?
You're right. They typically have sold a lot of trees as replacement, but you know, the overall acres were climbing as well. So they were selling trees for new acres. You know, I can't speak for everybody else, but I can tell you, at least in Westlands, when we're pulling out almonds, we're probably not going to replace a like amount. We may plant a little bit here and there, but we're definitely going to be pumping the brakes.
That's Stuart Wolf, a Fresno County farmer. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.